This is a CD to be listened to alongside my book, Shakespeare's Advice to the Players. Much of what I've written is helped by listening to examples rather than just reading them. Shakespeare is quite deliberate and particular about the clues he gives to his actors. He tells actors when to go fast, when to go slow, when to come in on cue, when to slow up, when to pause, which words to accent. All these things are told when, but they're not told why. That is the actor's task, to find out what kind of emotion he's got to have in himself in order to achieve that form. But Shakespeare's form is quite specific, like a score of music. And if you deny it, you'll always be in trouble. And if you accept it and endorse it, it will help you get to the why. So the book is an attempt to set out the clues that an actor should look for or a reader should have in his head when he's actually reading Shakespeare. And this conversation between two young actors, Rebecca Hall and Dan Stevens, is an attempt on my part to verbalise orally what is in the book. First of all, we're going to deal with Shakespeare's verse. Shakespeare's verse is a representation of ordinary speech. It is not, quote, poetry, purple language, heightened language. It is not utterance which needs to be sung or banged out. Listen to Hamlet's advice to the players. Speak the speech, I pray you, as I pronounced it to you, trippingly on the tongue, but if you mouth it, as many of our players do, I'd as lief the town crier spoke my lines. Now, I know it's dangerous to accept that what a character says in a play is what the author meant, but it's the only moment in Hamlet when Hamlet is at peace and is in any sense relaxed. And I think Hamlet's analysis of the way Shakespeare should be spoken is still the best directing start that you can have. Shakespeare wrote blank verse, blank because it doesn't rhyme. It's a particular English form of utterance. It has five beats in each line. If music be the food of love, play on. Five beats. One of the interesting things is that English speech, even today, tends to contain around five beats in each phrase in conversation, whereas French tends to contain six beats. Our great verse for drama is the iambic pentameter, five beats. The French is the Alexandrine, six beats. There may be some correspondence there. But having told the actor, or the reader, or the student, that we've got to think about iambic pentameters, which sounds pretty formidable and pretty alarming, you then say to them, you got it, pipam, 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 if music be the food of love, play on. And you then say, now let us turn up the most famous soliloquy in Shakespeare and scan it to see how it is an iambic pentameter. And to your alarm, you find, to be or not to be, that is the quest. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suff the slings and arrows of outrageous fort, or to take arms against a sea of trub, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep. And it's only that last line which is either, which is actually an iambic pentameter. And I give that example because Shakespeare is about irregularity, like a great jazz group. He has a beat, he has a five beat going. We all know what the iambic should become. I know a bank where the wild thyme blows is not an iambic pentameter. I know a bank where the wild thyme blows. What on earth are you talking about? You can't do it. You can't say it. I know a bank where the wild thyme blows is rhythmically hypnotic and extraordinary because it's in counterpoint to the regular iambic. And he does that all the time, so that ordinary speech, ordinary inflection is always there to make the thing live. the caesura, which is an uncomfortable word, is a sense break in the middle of a line when one sentence or one thought ends and another one begins. And you have to earn a tempo which is slow enough to allow you to take the full stop or the semicolon or whatever it may be. And it's, I mean, they're very clear. It's a sense break. It's not anything else. It usually, as I've said, means slowing up the half line before the sense break, so you can earn the full stop. Now, a lot of people do think, and they're wrong, I mean, let's be quite categorical about this, that the point of a caesura is that you run on the end of the previous line and you go into the half, into the sense break, and then you pause.
Yeah.
That, of course, breaks the line completely.
What you were saying earlier about allowing the text to do the work.
Yeah.
The actor very often will want to play that change himself.
But he can.
In some kind of, you know, physical expression of a change of thought, a change of tone.
As long as he does it on the end of the line, it's fine.
So you're given the tempo. With the tempo, if it slows down in the first half, then you're given that to play around with the thought change.
It's just being aware of that.
I keep on banging away at the parallel with jazz.
Yeah.
But it's very akin. I mean, great verse speakers like Ian Holm, Michael Bryant, Judy Dench speak this stuff as if it was jazz, and it nearly comes unhitched, and that's what's exciting about it. It nearly goes
it's
wrong.
Getting that close to breaking the regular.
Well, it's like great jazz playing. It's just that, isn't it? If you play it absolutely four square in rhythm in time, it's boring. I mean, we were just looking at
keep
Romeo and Juliet bit.
Inside.
Here's a caesura. Mm. Look, what man art thou that thus bescreened in night? Now here's a caesura line coming up. Juliet says, so stumblest on my counsel, and Romeo finishes the line with by a name. Now, many people think that what man art thou that thus bescreened in night, so stumblest on my counsel? Pause. By a name, I know not.
Mm.
Now, you've now wrecked the iambic line, the sanctity of the line. You've also, one must say, why does Shakespeare bother so hard to complete iambic lines with two halves like that, if he means us to break them? And, you know, there is a very strong tradition of the caesura, of all this, which I was taught by Edith Evans, who was taught by William Pohl, who was the great revolutionary Shakespeare director at the turn of the 20th century, who taught Harley Granville Barker. So it's a living tradition that actually goes back to the Restoration. But there are still people who think that caesuras are to smash up the verse. You know, the famous cry of Lee Strasberg, the American method teacher, destroy the text, destroy the text, he would cry. Be real, destroy the text. So here we are on Romeo and Juliet. What man art thou that thus bescreened in night, so stumblest on my counsel? I have to go slow enough on so stumblest on my counsel. By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am, monosyllables. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself. Perhaps worth pointing out that a little, parentheses like dear saint shouldn't break the line too much. You shouldn't do my name, dear saint, is hateful,
right.
Unnecessary, tripping me on the tongue. Mm. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself, because it is an enemy to thee. There's me, there's you, and there's saint, and there's enemy, all in antithetical balance to each other. Had I it written, I would tear the word. My ears have not yet drunk 100 words of thy tongue's uttering, yet I know the sound. Go on there. Don't stop after uttering. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague? These are all very regular lines. Neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike. How camest is elided to scan? How camest thou hither? Tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art. if any of my kinsmen find thee here. Very regular verse, this. With love's light wings, la, la, alliteration, did I all perch these walls, wings and walls, alliteration. For stony limits cannot hold love out, and what love can do, see how the scansion there.
That there.
Yeah? And what love can do that. And what love, it's a complete cross rhythm, isn't it? And what love can do, that dares love attempt. And what love can do, that dares love attempt. No, you can't do that. And what love can do, that dares love attempt. There's a wonderful bit in Coriolanus when Volumnia is pleading with her son. And she says, for how can we, alas, how can we? See how the scansion makes the accent change on the can.
Mm.
It's so wonderful. Alas, for how can we, alas, how can we? let's have a listen to this. What man art thou?
What man art thou that thus bescreened in night? So
no.
No, bescreened in night.
And I think odd word.
Yeah, it is an odd word.
Deliberate. It's like,
what man art thou that
thus bescreened in night?
What man art thou that thus bescreened in night? So stumblest on my counsel.
By a name.
No, that wasn't one line.
So stumblest on my counsel.
By a name.
You've got to give it to her. So stumblest on my counsel by a name. That's it. Once more.
What man art thou that thus bescreened in night, so stumblest on my counsel?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, yeah. I would tell.
Could you, if you could find a slightly slower tempo on that monosyllabic line, because he does mean it. I don't know how to tell you who I am, because yeah. I'm in trouble.
This is a tough one, yeah.
By a name, I know not how... I mean, however you spread that, it's a man at a loss. I know not how to tell thee who I am. Then you can move. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it is an enemy to thee.
Hmm.
Saint, myself, enemy, thee.
And myself and thee on the end of the ends of the lines. It's,
absolutely.
It's a difficult relationship. But.
Yes, absolutely. Once more, Rebecca, from the start.
What man art thou that thus bescreened in night, so stumblest on my counsel?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word.
Make that a bit more physical, the tearing the word. Had I... I mean, I'd just destroy it. I
hate my name, yeah.
Yeah, I'd loathe it.
Yeah.
He's very passionate and very masochistic.
What man art thou that thus bescreened in night, so stumblest on my counsel?
You're by saying, what man art thou?
That, what man art thou? Well, sorry,
it
yes.
doesn't scan that way.
What man art thou that thus...
What man art thou, man that, thou clean what man night? Art thou
thus bescreened in night?
That's it, that's it.
What man art thou that thus bescreened in night, so stumblest on my counsel?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word.
My ears have yet not drunk 100 words of thy tongue's uttering, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike.
How camest thou hither? That, tell me, and wherefore?
He's sort of charming lie, isn't he?
Well,
neither, if you don't lie. Art thou not Romeo? I mean...
Art thou not Romeo?
I think she starts to change the gear there, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Slightly flirtatious. Yet I know... Come on, I know who you are. Yeah. Romeo and a Montague.
Yeah. Mm.
No? My ears have not yet drunk.
My ears have yet not drunk 100 words of thy tongue's uttering, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike.
How camest thou hither, tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art, if any of my kinsmen find thee here.
With love's light wings did I o'erperch these walls.
Bit more of a hyperbole, isn't it? With love's light... I mean, it's witty. Don't make the mistake of playing Romeo as a earnest fella.
Right.
He's got great wit. I mean, I've got so much love that I o'erperched...
Yeah. Yeah.
With love's light wings did I o'erperch these walls.
With love's light wings did I o'erperch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out. And what love can do, that dares love attempt. Therefore my kinsmen are no stop to me.
What love can do, that dares love attempt. I wonder whether, and what love can do, that dares love attempt. No, and what love can do, that dares love attempt. No, you were right.
Therefore thy kinsmen.
Therefore thy... And what... Therefore thy kinsmen, I think it is. Accent on the kinsmen, isn't it? Go back to love's light wings.
With love's light wings did I o'erperch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out. And what love can do, that dares love attempt. Therefore thy kinsmen are no stop to me.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Avack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet.
It's very rare that thine eye, as it were, is right. I think thine eye is end of line is
thine eye.
Because the apposition is between eye and sword, isn't it? There lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
I would not for the world they saw thee here.
I have knight's cloak to hide me from their eyes.
Monosyllabic line.
And but thou love me.
Another one.
Let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death prorogued, wanting of thy love.
By whose direction found'st thou out this place?
By love, that first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far as that vast shore washed with the farthest sea, I should adventure for such merchandise.
Yes, yeah. Let's get a little bit more humour into the manufacture of the images. Because, by whose direction found'st thou out this place? Love showed me the way. I mean, that was the... By love that first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. It's very witty. Then there's a big change, isn't there? And here's a big witticism. I am no pilot, yet thou as far as that vast shore washed with the farthest sea. Ah, farthest, vast. I mean, he's painting. He's written, but right. I keep stressing, it's the character that's doing it. Yes?
Okay.
By whose direction found'st thou out this place?
By whose direction found'st thou out this place?
By love, that first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no
pilot. It's cheekier, isn't it? He lent me counsel, so I gave him my eyes. He gave me advice.
Mm.
So I said, OK, now I can see the way.
By love, that first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot. Yet wert thou as far as that vast shore, washed with the farthest sea.
Don't run on the end of the line. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far. That sets it up. You did far as...
Right.
Yes.
OK. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far... As that vast shore washed with the farthest sea, I should adventure for such merchandise.
Huge hyperbole, isn't it? An exaggeration, a boast, an overstatement, a joyous overstatement. Okay, go on.
Oh, Lord. Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face. Else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek.
This is... the wit level is high.
Oh yeah, very high. Very isn't
Very high.
It's cheeky.
You know, it's
I don't
dark.
Notice the mask of night is on my face.
Otherwise, you'd see how I was blushing.
Paint my cheek.
Yes.
Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face, else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek, for that which thou hast heard me speak to night. Fain
now
would I dwell that
there's an admission that she's speaking there. Yeah. For that which thou hast heard me speak.
As would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek. I mean, for that which thou hast
there's
heard
a,
me
there's
speak.
A balance there, an antithesis, isn't there, between the maiden blush bepainting my cheek because of what I've spoken.
Yes.
Right. Thou knowest the mask?
Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face. Else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek. For that which thou hast heard me speak tonight. No, I'm going to do that again. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face. Else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek for that which thou hast heard me speak tonight. Faith would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke, but farewell, compliment. Dost thou love me?
Slower.
Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt.
Because isn't the joke just that? Do you love me? I know you'll say yes. Then you can put, yeah. You can put the line together.
Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye. And I will take thy word. Yet if thou swearest, thou mayst prove false at lovers' perjuries. They say, hang on a minute. Yet if thou swearest.
You've got an absolute rash. Of caesura.
Yeah, I know, there are millions of them.
But it's all part of the fun, isn't it?
It's taking a time over there.
Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye. That's pretty slow. And I will. Then you did, and I will take thy word quite quickly, which is fine, because you matched it. And I will take thy word, yet if thou swearest, now you need to slow up again.
Slow up right up again.
Thou mayest prove false, because at lovers' perjuries, they say Jove. Laughs. Oh, gentle. That's slow again.
Ah.
Okay, see if you can unpack that.
Oh, Lord, all right.
Fain would I dwell on form.
Fain would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke, but farewell, compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye. And I will take thy word, yet if thou swearest... Thou mayst prove false at lovers' perjuries. They say Jove laughs. No, oh,
don't, you,
and then slow
you
down lo- again.
You
at lovers'
your, you
perjuries.
Lost your nerve.
They
yes.
say Jove laughs. That's got to slow down again, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
That's what. And I will take thy word.
Yet if thou.
And I will take thy word. Yet if thou swearest, thou mayst prove false.
That's
and
the slow
thus
one.
Mayst prove false at lovers' perjuries. Yes. They say Jove laughs.
Ooh, gentle Romeo.
It's very hard.
Pronounce it faithfully, yes. I'd love you to swear, but if you swore, you would perjure yourself. So you better just leave it as it is. Yes? Because
yeah,
they say at lovers' perjuries, they say Jove.
Yeah, I guess so.
At lovers' perjuries, they say Jove laughs. Ooh, gentle Romeo. See how much time you save by not having extra pauses. I mean, it's wonderfully alive. Let's go back to Fain would I dwell on form.
Fain would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke, but farewell, compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye. And I will take thy word, yet if thou swearest, thou mayst prove false at lovers' perjuries. They say Jove laughs. Oh, gentle Romeo.
No, I thought that was
Romeo.
Wonderful, except I think at lovers' perjuries, wait, they say Jove.
Yes.
Even
Jove. Yeah.
That's the biggest
Even
hyperbole
Jove.
Of them all, yes.
Yeah,
he's
yeah, that's the biggest.
The big god. He's the big one.
Yeah.
Great. Fain would I dwell on...
Fain would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke, but farewell, compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye. And I will take thy word, yet if thou swearest, Thou mayst prove false at lovers' perjuries. They say Jove laughs. O gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou think'st I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay, so thou wilt woo, but else not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond, and therefore thou mayst think my havior mm-hmm. light.
Behaviour, it means.
And therefore thou mayst think my havior light. But trust me, gentlemen, I'll prove more true than those that have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess.
I should have been more strange, I must confess.
But that thou overheardst ere I was ware.
Slow up.
My true love passion.
Now there's the admission, yes, of a young girl saying,
"Oops, you caught me.
I'm absolutely mad about you. My true love passion, therefore pardon me." Passion, pardon. That was very, very good.
It's tricky stuff, all those caesuras.
Well, you see, he uses caesuras when there are lots of changes of tempo.
Mm.
And changes of tempo relate, don't they, to volatile moods, volatile emotions, changes, quick changes, a febrile sort of heightened.
Yeah. Because the thing is, with all of that, with the kind of like, when you first attack it, there is that moment where you think, well, how can any actor ever differ from another actor if this is how it's laid out? This is how it's going to be, then it must sound the same. But once you've got it, it's like every line has its own rhythm, and it's just about playing within that rhythm, and it's completely your responsibility, and it changes from line to line.
It's an individual.
And that's what makes it so exciting, is the kind of.
I think
it's a matter of if you've got rhythm or not. I don't know.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've met very few actors who can't do it, but occasionally you do meet someone. It's like being tone deaf. I mean, they have absolutely no sense of rhythm or of line, or of pitch, because pitch is also terribly important. You know, that's
another way of altering, of playing with the caesura, of altering a new idea, a new phrase.
Oh, yes.
You know, just alter the pitch,
if you alter the pitch on the first half, before the sense break, before the caesura, you must stay in the same pitch for the second half.
Oh, even the pitch.
Yes. I think what you shouldn't do is what page were we on? I don't know. Wait a minute. I can't act, so this is Hamphill. Thou mayst prove for the lovers' perjuries. They say Jove laughs. Oh, gentle Romeo! Wrong.
Right. Yeah.
But they say Jove laughs. Oh, gentle Romeo. The tonality, the pitch, is pretty much the same.
Mm.
I stress the word again, smoothness, which comes again in Much Ado when he's talking about blank verse. There's another, you know, it seems whenever he uses the word blank verse, it seems to promote the word smoothness, which is interesting. Shall we do a bit of Taurus and Cressida?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Act 3, scene 2. about line 149.
Mm-hmm.
Perchance, my lord, I show more craft than love. This is the wooing scene with Pandarus on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah.
Should we go through it for
text
clues first? So I'm scanning now. Perchance, my lord, I show more craft than love, and fell so roundly to a large confession, to angle for your thoughts, but you were wise. Caesura there. So we have to do, and fell so roundly to a large confession. Now we have to consider how to make the next line whole with a sense break. To angle for your thoughts, but you are wise, or else you love not. For to be wise and love, monosyllabic line, exceeds man's might that dwells with gods above. Oh, that I thought it could be in a woman, as if it can, I will presume in you. Very regular this, to feed for eye her lamp and flames of love, to keep her constancy in plight and youth, living beauties outward with a mind, end of line, watch that, don't run on, with a mind that doth renew swifter than blood decays. There's a sense break there, but you don't need to do anything about it. I think after renew, yes, that doth renew swifter than blood decays, or that persuasion, that's in an, that's balanced by constancy, isn't it? Or that persuasion could but thus convince me, could convince, alliteration, that my integrity and truth to you might be affronted with the match and weight of such a winnowed purity in love. How were I then uplifted? But alas, sense break there, but not much. But alas, at the end of the line is interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
Has an enormous emphasis then. But alas, I am as true as truth's simplicity, and simpler than the infancy of truth. Self-knowledge, a go-go. Wonderful. In that I'll war with you, O virtuous fight. Two half lines, one from Cressida, one from Trollope, making one. When right with right wars who? That scansion is interesting. When right with right wars who shall be most... I think you probably want to stress wars and who, don't you? Rather than when right with right wars who shall be most right.
Right could with do right that. Wars who shall be most right.
Yes. True swains in love shall in the world to come. Now, this is an enormous build, so you need to knock it right down. True swains in love shall in the world to come approve their truth by Troilus when their rhymes. Caesura break there on Troilus. Approve their truth by Troilus when their rhymes. This is one of the problems of the play, is that he's sometimes Troilus, two syllables, and he's sometimes Troilus, three syllables. Just as in Coriolanus, he's sometimes Coriolanus and he's sometimes Coriolanus. It depends on the scansion. But they were like that about names as they were about spelling. That's why Shakespeare wrote his signature with a whole variety of different spellings. Yeah. Approve their truth by Troilus when their rhymes, end of line, full of protest, of oath, full of protest. You can't do that, you see, because it buggers up the rhythm. Full of protest, of oath, and big compare. Want similes, truth tired with iteration. Now he quotes it. He's still building up. As true as steel, as plantage to the moon. As sun to day, as turtle to her mate. Here's a list for you. As iron to adamant, as earth to the centre. Yet after all comparisons of truth, as truth's authentic author to be cited, I'm coming up as true as Troilus shall crown up the verse and sanctify the numbers, prophet may you be. Yes, and sanctify the numbers, prophet may you be. Sanctify the numbers, prophet may you be. It's a 6-foot line, isn't it? And sanctify the numbers, prophet may you be. He does sometimes write 6 feet. Now she answers. It's like a duet. She goes right down. If I be false or swerve a hair from truth, monosyllabic, when time is old and hath forgot itself. That's a monosyllabic line, but only has one... two-syllable word in it, forgot, and that's the emphatic word. When time is old and hath forgot itself, when water drops have worn the stones of Troy, and blind oblivion swallowed cities up, and mighty states character-less are grated. Now, I'm sure you would find people who'd say, we can't say that. You have to say, and mighty states character-less are grated. But I don't like the limp, myself.
Character-less.
And mighty states, characterless are grated. Characterless are grated. I think if you invent it, again as the character, to dusty nothing, yet let memory, end of line, from false to false among false maids in love, Caesura coming up, upbraid my falsehood. When they've said, as false, end of line, emphasis again, as air, as water, wind or sandy earth, as fox to lamb, or wolf to heifer's calf, pard to the hind, or stepdame to her son. Yea, let them say, to stick the heart of falsehood, as false as Cressid. Half line pause. And now we go into Pandarus with prose. We haven't talked about prose really at all much. But the movement of verse into prose and prose back into verse is worth looking at too. So, should we have a go at this?
Yes. Perchance, my lord, I show more craft than love, and fell so roundly to a large confession to angle for your thoughts, but you are wise. Or else you love not, for to be wise in love exceeds man's might that dwells with gods above.
Oh, that I thought it could be in a woman. As if it can, I will presume in you, to feed for aye her lamp and flames of love, to keep her constancy in plight and youth, outliving beauties outward with a mind that doth renew, swifter than blood decays, or that persuasion could but thus convince me that my integrity and truth to you might be affronted with the match and weight of such a winnowed purity and love. How were I then uplifted? But, alas, I am as true as truth's simplicity, and simpler than the infancy of truth.
Terribly good, both of you, terribly good. I think a little more tonal variety would help, you know, if you were actually doing it on the stage. So, of such a winnowed purity and love, drop it. How were I then uplifted? But alas.
Mm. Kind of that sums up that
do it that way around. Would be an interesting choice, I think. We haven't said, and we should have done, that you only breathe on the ends of the lines. And I haven't had to observe it, because both of you do it. But many actors take breaths in the middle of the lines, which completely screws up everything we're talking about. Yeah. You need to play Shakespeare using the lungs like bagpipes. I mean, they need to be full at all times. And you take little top-up breaths at the ends of the lines, you know, and then you can shape it and form it very easily. Okay, then simpler than the infancy of truth. Okay, on you go, Rebecca.
In that I'll war with you.
Oh, virtuous fight. When right with right.
I think in that I'll war with you. I think I fight you. In that I'll war with you.
Oh, virtuous fight. When right with right wars, who shall be most right?
That's good.
True swains in love shall in the world to come approve their truth by Troilus when their...
Now, wait a minute.
Is it Troilus or Troilus?
It's two syllable there.
Troilus.
Approve their truth by Troilus. Now, true swains in love shall in the world to come approve their truth by... There's a quibble on truth and tro, isn't there, Troilus? Right. Approve their truth by Troilus.
True swains in love shall in the world to come approve their truth by Troilus, when their rhymes, full of protest, of oath and big compare, wants similes, truth tired with iteration, as true as steel, as plantage to the moon, as sun to day, as turtle to her mate, as iron to adamant, as earth to the centre. Yet after all comparisons of truth, as truth's authentic author to be cited, as true as Troilus shall crown up the verse and sanctify the numbers.
Prophet may you be.
No, that didn't connect.
No, it didn't.
As true as Troilus shall crown up the verse, there's the peak of the S, and sanctify the numbers. Prophet may you be. Let's see if we can get that. So you feed it to Rebecca, Dan, and sanctify the numbers. Prophet may you be. I think that is... Prophet may you be. And you could hit a lot of profit on that, couldn't you? Prophet may you be.
Yeah.
Right. Yet after all comparisons of truth...
Yet after all comparisons of truth, as truth's authentic author to be cited, as true as Troilus shall crown up the verse and sanctify the numbers.
Prophet, but you knew you were going to drop it. You started on the line before and you removed what... As true as Troilus shall crown up the verse, and what? End of line? Yes, expectation, what's going to happen? Da-da-dum, and sanctify the numbers. Okay. Prophet may you be. Okay.
Mm. Yet after all comparisons of truth, as truth's authentic author to be cited, as true as Troilus shall crown up the verse, and sanctify the numbers.
Prophet may you be. If I be false...
Dan.
Yeah, if I be false or swerve a hair from truth, when time is old and hath forgot itself...
Paradox. When time is old and hath forgot itself, isn't it?
Yes, of course, yeah. If I be false or swerve a hair from truth, when time is old and hath forgot itself, when water drops have worn the stones of Troy, and blind oblivion swallowed cities up, and mighty states, Caractolus, are grated.
Can we use grated a bit more? And mighty states, Caractolus are grated. It's a wonderful sound. To dusting, grinding down cities into dust.
Yeah, that's wonderful. When water drops have worn the stones of Troy, and blind oblivion swallowed cities up, and mighty states, Caractolus, are grated to dusty nothing, yet let memory... From false to false, among false maids in love, upbraid my falsehood. When they've said, as false, as air, as water, wind, or sandy earth, as fox to lamb, or wolf to heifer's calf, pard to the hind, or stepdame to her son, yea, let them say, to stick the heart of falsehood, as false as cressid.
Go to a bargain made, seal it, I'll be the witness. Very good. I think memory is the most important thing out of that build, isn't it?
Yeah,
blind oblivion swallows it, and mighty states correct us and grated to dusty nothing, yet let memory, ba-ba-bam, end of line, that's the entry.
Mm.
Yes. From false to false, among false maids in love.
Upbraid my falsehood.
When they've said as false.
As air.
Wonderful stuff. My favourite play.
It's good stuff.
Oh, fantastic play.
Oof. So would you generally say that sort of a simple idea is really to drive towards the end of the line?
I would.
Just not...
I would.
Not let up.
I would. I mean, the interesting thing is when you've gone through all these clues, when you've done all this formal investigation, when you've learnt it like a piece of music, you then have to make it your own. You then have to make it yours. You then have to feel it right. But you'll find at that point, if you look at each line, there's only about two words that you really need to
pick up jump on that line. Yeah.
And you can really go along. Those are the key words. And that's why the verse is so rapid. And that's why it's so communicating.
And the stresses, I suppose, will help the point that out.
And the stresses take care of themselves after a time. It is amazing.